Well, a mentor of mine once gave me this great metaphor of when you're coaching, it's like the coachee, your client, is in the quicksand and you're standing there on the edge. And it's so easy to want to get into the quicksand with them. You know, they're struggling around with their agenda item, and you know, they might just have all kinds of reactionary things going on, and they're trying to understand it with their mind. And of course, the more that they sort of thrash about, the more they sink into the quicksand. And so the trick as a coach, not the trick, but the important thing that you need to be able to do is stand on the edge and not dive into the quicksand, but to be able to, from that place, help them to see the resources that they have available within themselves to get themselves out of the quicksand. And in order to be able to do that, you need to develop a spaciousness within yourself that helps you to be self-aware enough to see the reactions that are coming up within yourself, and also creates enough distance that you can hold space for another person to find their own inner resourcefulness. And so, to me, I think that's really the metaphor that we start the art of engaged mindfulness with, is okay, how do we practice this kind of inner state of consciousness or inner awareness? How do we cultivate that so that we can be the best coach for our clients that we possibly can be? Some of the other things I love about the art of engaged mindfulness is we go through all of these mindfulness practices, all of these tools and methods to resource your own consciousness and your own mindful awareness, basically. And it's really fun to kind of go through those practices with a group of people. And for some of the people, they're brand new and they're learning them for the first time. And for some people, they've been practicing for 30 years and they're kind of revisiting them. But the dialogue that happens, you know, every class and every group that comes through, there's sort of a new set of insights and a new set of kind of generative conversations that happen as we are all experiencing these different methodologies and mindfulness practices as we're cultivating kind of our own conscious awareness as coaches. And we usually have this question, this kind of ongoing question of like, so how does this relate to coaching? Like, why does this matter through the lens of being a coach? Which I think is important and yeah, lends itself to a lot of, like I said, really insightful or generative conversation. But we don't really, this class really is not about kind of coaching skills. There are other classes that are more specifically focused on coaching skills. The real emphasis here is about our own individual journey and the journey we have as a group around exploring mindfulness.